5 o'clock news is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Texas say they've uncovered a human smuggling operation. Over 24 people found hidden in a secret compartment of a gooseneck trailer. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
26 victims, 11 transported to the hospital. Seven in custody that we believe are coyotes.
He says the victims were exposed to the elements while being smuggled across the border. Today, President Biden in Normandy, France, for D-Day commemorations, honoring Allied forces that stormed the beaches of Normandy 80 years ago and the start of defeating Nazi Germany. Former President Trump in Arizona tonight for a campaign event in Phoenix.
We have to make America great again. We're going to
tomorrow, his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, expected to be arraigned in Phoenix along with former Trump campaign aide in the state's fake electors case in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Two astronauts on Boeing's test flight of the Starliner now on the International Space Station for the week. This is ABC News. Israel facing new criticism after deadly airstrikes at a UN school in central Gaza. The Hamas-run ministry says many as 40 civilians were killed. The IDF says it was targeting Hamas leaders. Both sides are also no closer, it seems, to a ceasefire deal.
No signs of progress in Doha as CIA Chief Bill Burns tries to advance another Gaza ceasefire proposal. Burns meeting with Qatari mediators for a second day after Hamas asked for clarification on several sections of the proposal. The latest remarks from two top Hamas leaders do not bode well, both saying the proposal fails to meet their key demands for a definitive end to the war and a full IDF withdrawal from Gaza. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Federal prosecutors charging a California man for allegedly using fireworks to shoot out of a helicopter destroying a Lamborghini. The 24-year-old posted a video of that incident on YouTube. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Mostly clear and crisp tonight with a low of 52, winds west 10 to 15. Still windy on tomorrow, mostly sunny and a touch warmer with a high of 74. Winds northwest 15 with gusts up to 25. And clouds tomorrow night move in with a chance of showers after midnight and a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 9 miles per hour, and our current temperature under cloudy skies is 69 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Authorities have identified the couple who died in that explosion last week. It happened last Tuesday. Neighbors said they heard big bangs, and suddenly the home in the town of Springfield was engulfed in flames. Killed inside were Rudolph and Ursula Niederhauser, both 82. Neighbors say they were from Sweden and moved to Springfield more than 30 years ago. Officials are still trying to figure out what caused the explosion. Two Kendall men were arrested while attempting to steal copper. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of 39-year-old Stephen Joseph Knofsinger and 34-year-old Joshua Reed Quario. Knopf, Singer, and Quario were taken into custody Saturday night at approximately 11:30 after being caught attempting to steal copper from a communications tower site located in rural Westby. Knopf, Singer, and Quario both appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Monday. Knopf, Singer is currently being held on a $500 cash bond and is due back in court June 10th. Quario was released on a $2,000 signature bond and is due back in court July 3rd. Potential charges of criminal damage to property, trespassing, attempted theft, conspiracy to commit these crimes, and party to the crimes on both Knopf, Singer, and Quario are being sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. Knopf, Singer is also expected to be charged with bail jumping. The investigation continues and more arrests could be forthcoming. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, contact Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 608-637-8477 or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. Today is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. That's the name given to the World War II invasion of Normandy. The D-Day operation took place on June 6, 1944. It brought together the land, air, and sea forces of the Allied armies in the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The invasion force included 7,000 ships and landing craft, manned by over 195,000 naval personnel from 8 Allied countries. This day marks the invasion that led to the defeat of German Nazi forces on May 7, 1945. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer its third opportunity to meet and talk with a candidate for the Congressional District by hosting Eric Wilson. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The question and answer session featuring Eric Wilson will be held this evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now has hosted Rebecca Cook and Katrina Shanklin and has reached out to Derek Van Orden. Van Orden has yet to confirm a date. America is in the midst of a deadly opioid epidemic. The national rate of teenagers overdosing has tripled in the past 2 years. There is a need to reach this target audience with educational and awareness information, particularly around the lethal dangers of illicit fentanyl. Doing so in an impactful way can be challenging, as teens today are entrenched in a digital world. To meet that challenge, the Drug Enforcement Administration is taking the information battle directly to their digital world. 97% of American youth ages 12 to 17 play video games. Esports provides a unique mechanism to deliver the DEA's life-saving message of one pill can kill to this demographic. A methodology has been carefully crafted that effectively uses the esports platform, gaming influencers, announcers, color commentators, and pre-produced targeted video content to convey this important information. One Pill Can Kill Game Over Tournament will feature Rocket League gameplay in a two-hour tournament slated for tonight at 6. Hosted by Clark University Esports, you can watch 8 teams from the New England area battle it out while special guest casters and commentators deliver play-by-plays alongside vital information about the dangers of fentanyl and DEA's One Pill Can Kill campaign. Plus, viewers can take a quiz for a chance to win prizes. To observe One Pill Can Kill Game Over, go online to dea.gov/gameover. Columbia County ordinances have set a water level where a slow no-wake order automatically goes into effect for Swan Lake. That level is currently exceeded. Therefore, a slow no-wake order is in effect immediately for all watercraft on Swan Lake until further notice that the level has dropped below the threshold. A partnership more than a century strong will continue Saturday as Janelle and Merlin Zitzner lead the Big Top Parade in Baraboo as Grand Marshals. The couple are longtime supporters of the parade. They will lead the parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo waving to thousands of onlookers. The parade will highlight a day full of circus-themed fun, including live entertainment on the courthouse square before the parade and matinee performances of Circus World's Big Top show afterward. The parade typically brings 20,000 to 25,000 people downtown, with children of all ages enjoying historic circus wagons, marching bands, animals, and community floats. Three celebrity judges will face the task of choosing the top entries in Baraboo's Big Top Parade Saturday. Miss Wisconsin's teen Trinity Horseman, NBC 15 anchor Gabriella Rusk, and Ho-Chunk Nation legislator Representative Kristen K. White Eagle will lead the parade before being dropped off at the judges' stand for their official duties. The judges will choose the parade's top overall entry, as well as the best commercial and nonprofit entries. Upwards of 75 entries are expected to enter the parade. The Big Top Parade will step off in Baraboo at 11 o'clock Saturday. This year's parade will share the blast-off theme adopted for this summer's Big Top show at Circus World. All in the parade, including the judges, will be encouraged to sport space-age costumes.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held this evening at 6 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel this evening from now until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with arrangements. For Gerald F., Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center. John Hoel, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For John Hoel, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 o'clock at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died last Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died yesterday at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 15th from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died Monday after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday, June 30th at 1 o'clock at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday, June 30th from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Amanda Jacobson and Brandon Ziering had a son, Riker Duane, and Rachel and Matt Preston had a son, Frederick Carl.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mainly cloudy afternoon, some sunspots are starting to peek out, and winds will start to ease just a touch. Sustained more like 10 miles per hour with gusts around 20 through the overnight hours. And because the clouds are clearing through the overnight, we're going to fall crisp to lows near 50. And tomorrow, we'll be waking up to windy conditions still, but a touch warmer. This is because we'll be sitting pretty under mostly sunny skies and get to the mid-70s. It's kind of picture-perfect temperatures, if you ask me. But the winds will be pesky, out of the northwest, still at 25 miles per hour. More and more clouds move in by tomorrow night, and overnight, chances of showers start to move in. Lows will fall to the mid-50s, and yes, unfortunately for Saturday, it's going to be darker and damp, especially to start the day, and we are looking at shots of rain through a good chunk of it. High temperatures will only scrape the low 70s, and we will wind things down by around 3 to 5-ish. The clouds will quickly clear, and I do think we have a chance of seeing some sun before sunset on Saturday. And you know what that means? If the clouds are clearing, we're going to have abundant sunshine on Sunday. It's going to be the driest day of the weekend. Good time to get the grass cut. Any outdoor plans you may have had. But do keep in mind, it's going to be breezy. And don't forget the sunscreen. It's going to be sunny. Even with highs in the mid-70s, you can still get a sunburn. Otherwise, as we start next week off, it's going to be a bright and beautiful one. Pleasant, too. Monday's highs will be at about 70 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Then we'll crank it up to the mid-70s on Tuesday, but with cloudy skies and rain. Might as well throw some thunderstorm chances in there, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 69 degrees after a daytime high of 71 and a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was 81, and we received 0.4 of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1988 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 37 set back in 1958. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:39, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:22. The winds are out of the southwest at 8 to 10 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.67, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has all conference news today.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference softball selections have been named. Prairie du Chien was the conference champion, going 8-2 during the conference year. River Valley was 7-3. Dodgeville, Lancaster, and Platteville all went 5-5, and Richland Center winless through 10 games. The first team All-Conference members from Dodgeville include Maggie White, a senior, junior Ava Lord, and junior Tommy Krubaugh. From Lancaster, Maddie Hill, a sophomore, Platteville senior Delaney Johnson, and freshman Michaela Schnering. Prairie du Chien senior Scout Hall, freshman Claire Kennedy, and junior Ireland Shaka. From Richland Center, junior Carly Meaden, and River Valley juniors Lydia Willoughby and Tessa Schluter are first team members. Second team all conference. From Dodgeville, junior Lily Weigel. From Lancaster, freshman Addison Morgan and junior Alea Jackering. Platteville junior Jackson Berengen. From Prairie du Chien, Rita Achenbach, a junior, and senior Emma Abram. And from River Valley, juniors Lexi DeVinny and Leah Makarowski, and sophomore Brooklyn Stokes. The honorable mention Southwest Conference softball player players, Vanessa James, a junior from Dodgeville, Lancaster seniors, Abby Mergen and Lily Weber, Platteville's Gabby Key, a sophomore, and Alyssa Blevins, a senior, Prairie du Chien freshman, Cameron Knapp, and Reagan Hanna, a senior. Richland Center with two on the honorable mention list, including senior Riley Schultz and junior Chloe Darling. And River Valley senior Hannah Hegland is an honorable mention. The Player of the Year, Scout Hall of Prairie du Chien. And the Co-Coaches of the Year, Liz Steiner Hall of Prairie du Chien and Jane Briel from River Valley. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. And speaking of softball, the 2024 State Softball Tournament is being held today and going through the weekend at the Goodman Diamond in Madison, Wisconsin. And games that were played today in Division One in the quarterfinals, Kenosha Bradford beat Cedarburg by a score of 4-0. It was Watertown over Sun Prairie East by a score of 8-3. Kaukauna defeated Hamilton 9-0, and Milton beat New Richmond by a score of 2-1. So in semifinal action in Division One for tomorrow, it will be Kenosha Bradford against Watertown, and Kaukauna will be taking on Milton. Other games that are going to be played today in Division Four, a game going on right now, features Fall Creek against Coleman, and the winner of that game will take on the winner of the Cuba City and Auburndale game that is going to start at around 6:30 this evening. Also, another game that's going to be taking place this evening in Division 5, it will be Oakfield against Thorpe, and they'll take on the winners of the Pacelli and Assumption game that will be played tomorrow morning.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. After being swept for the first time this season, and because of the Philadelphia Phillies, the Milwaukee Brewers will have the day off today and will start a three-game series tomorrow in Detroit against the Tigers. First pitch for tomorrow night's contest will be at 5:40, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:05. Wide receiver Bo Melton is busy earning a permanent roster spot with the Packers after coming out of nowhere last season. Melton was signed off the Seahawks practice squad in 2022, but only played two snaps before emerging in the final three games last season. He caught 16 passes for 218 yards and a touchdown, and caught another scoring pass in the playoffs against the 49ers. His coach has noticed. Matt LaFleur talks about Melton's disciplined approach and how he is consistent on a daily basis. And the Bucks could take guard Dylan Jones of Weber State in the second round of the 2024 NBA draft. There's a connection with Jones. All-NBA performer Damian Lillard is his mentor. Milwaukee has the 33rd pick in the draft, and Jones is projected as a second-round pick. At 6'5 and 235 pounds, he could give the Bucks the big wing defender they need. Both Lillard and Jones played at Weber State, and Jones completed his college career last season by averaging 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists a game as a senior. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Last month marked the opening of the 15th season of the Oak Gooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand. And the good news is that Animal House will be opening again next week. So mark your calendars now for Thursday, June 13th and Friday, June 14th, when OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Polish sausages from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer near the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. And check out all the other dates that Animal House will be open this year on the Animal House Facebook page at facebook.com/omhs.animal.house. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
And it's the 5 o'clock hour, so that means it's time for our Civic Media Scone Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRCO. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is fun. F-U-N. So that keyword is fun. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already, and you can find it in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword fun for your chance to win this statewide contest. Again, the word is fun. Find your station, which is WRCO, on the Civic Media app, and use the text button to send right now. You have it till the end of the hour. Good luck.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn are higher Thursday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. They saw an oversold bounce with some help from soybean meal and soybean oil. Export demand for U.S. beans remains slow. China still hasn't purchased any new crop, but U.S. beans should be more competitive due to higher prices in Brazil. July soybeans were up 22 and three quarters at 12. August was 19 and a quarter higher at 11.93 and a half. July bean meal was up $3.30 at $3.62.80, and July soybean oil was 122 points higher at $44.35. Corn was higher. It rebounded, watching the tail end of U.S. planting as delays have pushed part of the crop past the ideal window. Old crop export sales were solid, with Mexico leading the way. July corn was up 12 and three quarters at 452. September was 12 higher at 457 and three quarters. And wheat was mixed. It is monitoring weather, including the hot, dry conditions in Russia and Ukraine. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is underway, and spring wheat planting should wrap up soon in some areas. July Chicago was down 70 and a quarter at 639 and a half. July Kansas City was up 1 3/4 at 678. July Minneapolis wheat was down 5 3/4 at 706 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a moment. August live was down 40 at 177.47, and October was 65 lower at 179.65. August feeders were down $1.97 at 252.85. September feeders were 210 lower at 254.10. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads while keeping an eye on demand. July lean was up 77 at 92.97. The August hog contract on Thursday was 5 higher at 91.67. Brett Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit revxfields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Cash Cattle Country had some live bids at 184 to 185 in Kansas and Texas Thursday afternoon, and at 188 in Nebraska, but so far those bids have been passed. Asking prices remain firm around 187 to 188 in the south and 305 to 306 in the north. It seems producers have dug in their heels, holding out for at least steady money with last week. Boxed beef closed mixed with choice up 142 at 316.21, select down 7 cents at $300.83. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $2.49, with a base range of 82 to 88 and weighted average of 86.23. The Iowa, Minnesota, Western Corn Belt, and Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Estimated hog slaughter was 470,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. The H5N1 virus has been detected in a Minnesota dairy herd. Minnesota's Board of Animal Health confirms the herd is in Benton County, northeast of St. Cloud. Samples were collected Monday and confirmed as H5N1 on Thursday. More news is next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you are a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says the farm bill passed by House Ag Committee members is skewed towards large farmers with base acres and leaves young farmers at a disadvantage.
The House bill gives a 70% increase in commodity payments for those crops, mainly big farmers, mainly in the South.
Farmers have expressed some concerns about making large investments in 2024. Ag economist Jim Minter with Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture says farmers are most concerned about high interest rates and machinery costs.
The Farm Capital Investment Index, which is based on a question that says, is now a good time or a bad time to make large investments in your farming operation? It did improve slightly, but again, very small change. And if you look at it from a little longer term perspective, it's still very weak.
The Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol exports in April topped 214 million gallons, an increase of 34% from March. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Additional benefits of energy-efficient equipment. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AGI on Brownfield. Farmers who are looking to reduce their long-term energy costs with more efficient grain handling, conditioning, and drying technologies could obtain some financial assistance through the USDA's Rural Energy for America program. And this Managing for Profit, Jeff Cruzen, says the application period is still open. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Are you interested in adding bushels to your crop this summer? Dr. Greg Willoughby breaks down a unique, proven biological product called Full Scale.
So, Greg, Full Scale is really about adding weight to the seed, to the kernel or the soybean, whatever crop it may be at the end of the day. It's about adding volume and weight.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's mainly based on phosphorus, nitrogen, and the micronutrients that kind of go with that. And we've seen in some of our analysis of kernel composition, you know, up to 20x times movement of those elements going from what an untreated going into a treated. So we're definitely moving more phosphorus, more nitrogen, more zinc, more manganese into those kernels.
To learn more about Full Scale, download the Field Link podcast wherever you get your podcasts or contact your Element representative.
The USDA's Rural Energy for America program offers grants and guaranteed loans to encourage energy efficiency improvement upgrades. In fact, the program could pay up to 50% of the cost of installing a new technology. Jeff Cruzen, AGI's Dryer Business Development Representative, says a mixed flow dryer saves energy and would be eligible for the grant.
A couple things that it does. Number one, it's going to be more energy efficient than a cross flow or a screen type of dryer. Number two, it utilizes the airflow design that enables it to be more efficient. And when I say that, that's because of the way that the air and the heat is delivered and the moisture is exhausted out of the grain column. So the third thing that the grant air ducts do for us is it keeps the grain from becoming tightly compacted, which allows free or less airflow requirement to penetrate through the grain. So if you look at a standard dryer that's on the market, the grain columns are around 12 to 14 inches. The grain becomes tightly compacted, which means it requires a lot higher airflow to be able to penetrate the grain and get the heat through the grain and the moisture exhausted out. So that's what helps in the efficiency factor, is that less airflow is required, less air has to be heated up, means less energy has to be used to heat that air up.
He tells Brownfield the application process for the USDA's REAP grants isn't easy.
Definitely want to be communicating with a grant writer. Not only that, but each state has their own set of parameters. They have their own amount of funds allocated to each state. Just because you apply doesn't mean you're going to get it, but the process takes a lot of time, and you're going to have to provide quite a bit of information to a grant writer. So it behooves you to use a grant writer. On an average, you're looking at around $300 to $400, maybe $500 to fill out an application to find out whether or not you're even going to get approved before you move on to the next step. So it's very beneficial to talk to the USDA office and or a grant writer.
For more information, farmers should contact their local USDA office or go to aggrowth.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AGI on Brownfield.
And going on this hour for the 5 o'clock hour is the statewide Civic Media Scone Summer Text to Win contest. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is fun. That's fun, F-U-N. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. Go to the app. And, of course, if you need to download it, you can find that in the Google or Apple stores. And when you get to the Civic Media app, you find your station and use the text button to send the keyword fun for your chance to win this statewide contest. Again, the word is fun, F-U-N. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Yeah, baby, you put a little voodoo on it, a little voodoo on it. When your kiss hits my lips, feels like a spell of a little juju on it, a little juju on it. The more I taste, more I crave, this ain't ending well. I can't stop it now, don't even wanna try. I know you know that I wanna play it. From your fingertips, baby, make it dangerous, make it dangerous. When you do, it's taboo, even devilish.
with the morning sun. When the job needs doing, I get it done. I show up early and I go home late. Everybody knows I pull my weight. 'Cause I don't mind doing a little heavy lifting. I'm always giving my everything. Even when I'm hurting, I keep on working. And as long as I'm still alive and kicking, I'll be sticking to the heavy lifting. Well, baby, I heard he done you wrong. The going got tough and he got gone. Well, he ain't here and I ain't here.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Boston Equipment in Boston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center.
And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
Ready, come.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Like to come in here long, turn it on every once in a while. Stir up some strong, get gone, let the past come alive. I ain't hiding or lying or trying to drown any pain. I just want a little moment between me and the good old days. Don't know. Catching up with an old memory. I could sit here all night, get high, reminiscing on the past. Just let this whiskey hit me and take me home back. Back when we were wild, on fire, chasing down the neon. Yeah, but every time I'm here, kinda feels like I never let you.